First time in show history, Al's brother, Luke Wilson, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, completely indecisive, could not come up with a pick, so they've gone to the people. They have posted a poll question at Overdrive 1050. Has never happened before. Who should they take, Bucks or Browns? That was a first, and possibly starting a trend, because this is something that has also never happened before. We were preparing to bring back a bit, like a spin on Black Friday that we did last year. I know Andy was in. It was Andy Petrillo, and I don't remember if it was O or Noodles, who else was with us. But effectively, it was, you know, are you going to buy something? Like, are you going to line up on the street? Are you going to buy it online? Or are you going to flush the sale? Effectively, you know, a statement's made, like every other bit we do. There's options, and you go through it, which we thought was a pretty good bit. And we're going to bring that back. But, Frankie, you came up with something different. I don't really understand the genesis of this. What is the genesis of Jonas and These Eyes?
You remember this?
Yeah, come on.
We did a show together in the summer. And Jonas said Juan Soto was the best hitter that his eyes had ever seen.
Of course. How could I possibly forget that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was such a bad take. I had it erased.
He went into the tank.
He was awful after you made that claim.
So bad.
He would not be happy.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So we're going to trade one bit for a new bit, These Eyes by Jonas.
Yeah.
So it's your show here, Jonas.
Thank you.
You've got takes. Things you're seeing, right?
With his eyes.
His eyes.
That's what I think.
This is what you see. Your eyes.
And we're going to say if we see it or we don't see it.
Right.
Okay, because this was the nature of our discussion. You were like, that's a terrible take. And I'm just telling you that that's what these eyes have seen.
Right. It was like
it's my opinion.
Your feeling based on your experiences.
With his eyes.
With your own eyes. Yes. All right. I love it. Okay. We're making a trade.
All right.
The Black Friday bit is out and these eyes. It's all you, Jonas. What do you have?
This is actually true. These eyes see the Niners and the Chiefs playing in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Wow.
That's what these eyes think, and these eyes think the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
Wow. These eyes are seeing that a lot, too, actually. I have to be honest. I think that's a pretty good pick. Like, I guess the one thing is, and it's unfair to chirp your eyes because, you know, the field is still a pretty legitimate pick. You know, but you're making a statement here, and I think you're honestly going with the chalk here. Like, you're going with, I would guess most people watching the NFL Weekly believe the Chiefs are coming out of the AFC, and now the Niners are starting to really get cooking and are coming out of the NFC.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Cowboys?
But that's the thing. The Eagles, Cowboys,
the
Bucks are starting to play better. The Vikings are...
They are 9-2.
They are 9-2.
You can't dismiss them at 9-2.
You can't dismiss 9-2. And on the AFC side of things, the Bills are still the Bills. The Dolphins have been good. You know, Tennessee's a tough team to play against. The Bengals have been a lot better.
I like
recently.
The Bengals, yep.
So I like what your eyes are seeing, but I will play the field because it's so precise. Okay. Niners, Chiefs. If you said one of those two teams, I would go with your eyes. But both of them... I'm going to put glasses on you.
I'm thinking about it now, and Luke Wilson alluded to it. He goes, the Bills maybe are not who we thought they were. So I'm down with the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Vikings,
no.
I'm not, like, you can't dismiss them, but I would have the 49ers ahead. The Eagles, for me, have been one of those teams where I'm like, okay, I get it. You're 9-1, but I don't trust it yet. I don't know why I don't trust it yet.
Did you watch Jalen Hurts? In the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
Not good.
Jonas, I'm seeing it.
Yes.
I'm seeing it.
Wow.
With you, and I see the Chiefs and the Niners, and I see the Chiefs winning it.
There you go.
I see it.
I mean, look at you two. Right, sharing eyes.
This is bold.
Okay.
These eyes still think.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a minute. Your eyes think or do they see?
They see.
Okay.
I guess
your eyes don't think. Yeah, your eyes are seeing something.
This doesn't feel likely, but these eyes still see Austin Matthews winning the Rocket.
Whoo.
Yeah.
So, just to give you some context, the league leaders right now have 16. Austin Matthews has 9.
See, that the crazy thing about him is he could be in the lead by New Year's Day. If he could
be in the lead by the end of December, which is New Year's Day.
Thank you. Look at this. This guy's seeing a lot of crazy things. I think I'm still with you.
Yeah.
I think he deserves that respect. I think he's been the best goal scorer on the planet for at least 3 years. I think the baton had been passed from him to Ovechkin. He still holds it. He's not in a great place right now in terms of five-on-five, in terms of domination, but he's the best goal scorer in the world. Like, he still is. I can't go against him with another 60 games left to play.
Until he's not the best goal scorer, he is. But Jonas, I'm not seeing it.
Oh, wow. I don't see it. I still see it.
You know who I see? Number 97 in Edmonton.
Wow.
He is going to win a Rocket, and it's going to be this year. And that's who I'm seeing.
Yeah, listen, he's been held off the sheet a couple times recently, too.
But like, he's one of those guys similar to Matthews.
Yes.
You keep him off the sheet a couple games,
then
it's like, oh, there's 2-1 night. There's one the next night. Then there's another two. Like, he's doing something.
He's explosive.
Yeah.
He's the most explosive like point getter in the league, and it's not even close.
His team has no depth. Like, I did a hit the other day on Edmonton. It was like, Evander Kane has 13 points in 14 games. He's gone for a while now, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that, the drop-off is Ryan McLeod at, like, 5 points in 20 games. Like, they're in serious need of some depth if that team wants to make the playoffs. But with that being said, you have Dreisaitl, you have McDavid. They're both going to score a ton of goals. It's hard. It's hard to bet against them.
Listen, and you got to jump over a lot of guys. Like, Matthews is tied for 32nd in goal scoring. Ovechkin has one more goal than him. You know Ovi's going to score. Sid's up there. Kucherov's back and scoring. Kaprizov's a goal scorer. Kaprizov will have 40-plus. Dreisaitl will have 40-plus.
Did you say Pasternak yet? Like, Pasternak's having an unbelievable year.
He's already got 13. Rantanen's having a great year. Like, there's a lot of guys who are going to score a lot of goals.
He can do it.
He is different than the rest of everyone when it comes to his ability to score. So I'm still seeing that by the end of December or early January.
All right, for the next thing my eyes are seeing, do you want basketball? Do you want soccer?
It's
whatever your eyes are seeing, really.
It's not binoculars. We can't move them around. Like, whatever your eyes are seeing.
These eyes are seeing Canada advancing to the knockout round.
This year at the World Cup.
I'm seeing it.
Wow.
It's just what I see. And I checked in before the tournament with my man Josh Cloak, who's in Qatar.
We had him on the show the other
day. I heard. I was very
happy. It was great to have him on.
So he told me before, he said, they're probably going to lose to Belgium because Belgium's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He said they have a chance to draw with Croatia, and they have a really good chance to beat Morocco. And after what I just saw,
yeah,
I believe it.
That's the blueprint.
I'm believing. I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're Canadian at this point, you're hoping Belgium runs the table.
Yeah.
Like, just take your 9 points, first place, see you later, go. And with that, that means Croatia is going to lose to Belgium. You just got to take care of Croatia to set yourself up
for a game
against Morocco. Yes. I'm starting to see it, too, Jones.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it, too. I was so impressed with the way they played. I like their general attitude. I like their approach. They're younger. They're faster. Croatia is older. They're slower. Like, Modric is still an absolute superstar, and trying to stop him will not be easy. But De Bruyne is better than him right now.
Yeah.
And they did that. Like, De Bruyne did not have a great game by his own standards. But Modric, like, Croatia wasn't great against Morocco. You know, like, it's... And I saw the panel talk about this. You don't play the reputation or the name. You play the game the way it's currently being played. And at this point, Canada's been legitimately very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that too, man. I'm starting to feel it that they can get out of the group stage.
I'm looking around. I'm looking around right now. And when I look around,
eyes wide open,
I see Canada, who won CONCACAF, Canada, who qualified for the World Cup. I'm seeing the Mexican coach saying Canada had the best game of the tournament. So it's not just my eyes, it's the facts and other people's eyes.
Of course.
So Jonas,
yeah,
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing Canada go to the knockout stage in this World Cup. And like Brian alluded to, you're playing a team in Croatia, a little older, you got young legs. Like, other than Atiba Hutchinson, who's, you know, an elder statesman on the team,
yeah,
those guys are young, they're fast, they're playing aggressive style of game. There's no reason why they can't get a draw against Croatia and beat Morocco.
Mm-hmm. That's what has to happen.
There you go.
I mean, there's some bias here. It's subjective.
Why?
Because I want to see it happen.
Just kidding.
Yes.
Like, you know, I would love to see it happen. And if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I probably would not have seen it. But that the way they played, man, that was thoroughly impressive.
I'm seeing it.
Like, they really played well. Is that the best they got? Possibly. But if it's only them getting started, like that hasn't come up a lot the last 48 hours. Like, what if that was just them getting their foot in the door?
That's just the appetizer.
Just, and there were nerves, and yeah, they played really well, but they can be better.
Well, they can finish
better. Is it possible
better?
They can be better? And they, yes, their set pieces, they got to be better up from, you know, corner kicks were not solid. Obviously, the penalty wasn't very good. They've got to be more.
More assertive.
They have to be more assertive.
A little more conviction in and around the goal area.
But pace and, you know, the possession time, they were great.
And the other thing, too, like, with this stuff with Herdman now, I don't know, I feel like that catches the attention of the room.
Hopefully they stick up for him, man.
You see your coach, you see that image, and you're like, okay, we gotta do this. You know what I mean? We gotta calm this down for this guy, or else it's gonna be this guy lives on Croatian tabloids forever,
right?
As a running joke.
You know they've got it in the chamber. If Croatia beats up on Canada, Herdman's gonna take a beating over there.
Yeah.
Not that, again, what does it matter what people in Croatia are saying or doing?
It's a little bit of a rallying point for the team.
Yes. Hopefully for them, it absolutely is. Do you have one more? Are your eyes, do you have any more vision left? Are they
blurry? I'm starting to waver on what my eyes were seeing.
Okay, so that was a good start, man.
I got one more, though.
All right.
The shootout in the NHL will be gone by 2030. Wait, what year is this, 2022? That's a long time. Maybe earlier. Before 2030.
But your visions, you got a lot of vision, Jonas. 8 years of vision.
See way down the road.
Yeah, 7 years of vision.
I just don't know what's going to replace it, I guess would be the thing.
That's why I'm not seeing that at all. No. I think it's here to stay. I don't think they want to go back to and I don't want them to go back to ties.
What about just extended 3-on-3?
They're never going to do it because
the
PA won't do it.
Guys
they don't
are,
want to extend a game.
Guys run too thin already. Mm-hmm. Like I'll tell you why I see it, Jonas.
All right.
Because I said this once on the air. I said it to Craig, and I don't know if he laughed at me or not. But I said, at some point, why don't you do 3-on-3 overtime with no offsides? And you will generate a goal right
away. Like Wayne Gretzky's 99, the video game?
Like, literally, like 3-on-3 overtime with no offsides. Because how many times do we see guys have to tag up and bring it back 3-4 times, and it kind of kills the flow of everything? Let's just say it's once you enter, you've entered the zone, and it's up to the other team to clear the blue line with possession.
And maybe then you can just cherry pick and hang down there if you want?
Something like that. Like, that's the only thing that I could see, maybe.
Yeah.
Unless you do 2-on-2 and then 1-on, but I don't know, that's gimmicky.
See, that to me is just as gimmicky. One guy on the one-on-one.
That's
one
too
on
gimmicky.
One.
So
3-on-3 is not gimmicky?
It is, but you've already gone that. Like, there is a limitation to how far you want to go.
Once you gain the blue line, you gain the blue line, and then that's it. Your offside is waived now until the other team clears the blue line. I don't know. I see it.
I think there's a slippery slope there, though, that, like, if that works, do you bring that to regulation? You know, I don't know. I wonder if 3-on-3 in overtime in the playoffs is ever going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a vision for that, Jonas?
That's ludicrous.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary, but I think it would be wild.
What if in the playoffs you had to shoot out after a certain amount of OT?
That would be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
People would
okay.
be so rattled that be about ridiculous. That. I would be rattled, too.
But you look at the World Cup.
They go to penalties.
Literally, champions are crowned off of penalties.
Yeah.
Like, that's... And guess what? People don't complain because that's just the way it goes.
Well...
Like, that's the way it goes.
If you follow enough hockey people on Twitter, they will complain about soccer penalty kicks.
Wait,
games
didn't...
ending that way.
Weren't the Olympics 1 year for hockey? Wasn't that... What isn't my mind remembering?
Well, Canada got knocked out in 98.
Yeah,
because
exactly. Nagano.
Hasek stood on his head.
All right.
Gretzky didn't shoot.
Gretzky on a bench. Mark Crawford, what are you thinking? Yeah.
He wasn't seeing it.
Not the best.
Crow wasn't seeing
it. Also, these eyes still see Juan Soto as the best hitter I've ever seen.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not wavering.
You got to own that one.
Yeah. I believe in him till the end.
Yeah.
Greatest hitter in the league.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Of all time. You said the greatest, these eyes.
No, that I've seen, right?
He's seen.
I never saw Babe Ruth. I
did you
see Barry
Bonds?
Bonds.
Yeah. You saw Barry
Bonds. Bonds in his prime.
Yeah, very good.
Bonds Juan had Soto. Statistically maybe the greatest. Actually, I don't think it's disputable, the greatest season of all
statistically
time.
Statistically enhanced.
But that doesn't change your eyes, Jonas. Like, there isn't a PED filter.
Well, my eyes are connected to my brain.
Anyway. All right, there you go. These eyes, I think that's a pretty good bit.
Pretty good.
All right.
These
there
eyes.
There you go.